Trump-Mexico deal cuts release of illegal aliens into U.S. by 70%. By John Binder on July 5, 2019. President Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released about 2,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the United States over the last week. A nearly 70% drop since the administration reached a deal with Mexico to stem illegal immigration. From June 26 to July 1, DHS released about 2,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the U.S. The federal data indicates that on average, over the last 6 days, DHS is releasing about 333 border crossers and illegal aliens into the country every day. This is a nearly 70% reduction in the process known as catch and release since Trump struck a deal with Mexico to mitigate mass illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. The deal dictates that border crossers seeking asylum in America must return to Mexico while they await their asylum process, rather than being released into the U.S. Before the Trump administration's deal with Mexico, DHS was releasing more than 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the country every day. Those numbers have steadily declined since June 18. In some of the last days of June, DHS was releasing about 375 border crossers and illegal aliens every day into the U.S. Overall, since December 21, 2018, DHS has released a total of 213,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the country. The vast majority, more than 150,000, have been released in San Antonio and El Paso, Texas. The catch-and-release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities, as well as flying them into the interior of the country, and dropping them off with the hope they show up for their immigration and asylum hearings. The overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the U.S. today. There are anywhere between 11 million and 22 million illegal aliens living across the country, the majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach has detailed exclusively at Breitbart News 3 executive actions the Trump administration and DHS officials could take to immediately end catch and release, including creating additional detention space where immigration court hearings can be heard quickly. Kobach has also warned that wage hikes for America's blue-collar and working class will not continue while illegal immigration levels continue soaring at current rates. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.